I'm guessing I'm not the only one here who would have become curious at the sight of a large bowl at the entryway of a store filled with a free item for passersby. When I saw such a bowl about a week and a half ago, I helped myself to a few of these. And I thought it was nice of the merchant to give them out. But was the store being a little too generous? I don't ask that question in the sense of being too generous monetarily. I suppose it only costs a few pennies to manufacture a thin metallic little button such as this. But was the store being too generous with the assurance which the wording on the button provides? Could the statement it makes really be worn honestly by anyone who would happen to reach by and walk by and reach into the bowl? It contains only three short words, but put those words together and they make quite a declaration. Namely, I am loved. It's simple. It's easy to understand. But is this button something which can honestly be worn by everyone? Well, of course, someone might say, everybody has had parents or has parents, so certainly there's been some measure of love experienced. Then again, there may be those situations in which even parents are no longer a part of the picture as a result of death or desertion or some disabling addiction or for any number of reasons that can drive a wedge between a parent and a child. Of course, everyone can wear that, someone else might say. It seems as though every single human being at some time develops a relationship with somebody else from whom some level of affection is gained. On the other hand, some people who seem to be loving friends don't always turn out to be quite that, and human emotions do tend to be quite inconsistent. Sadly, there are people in the world who would find it difficult to come up with the name of some other person from whom, by whom, they are loved. So perhaps the store went too far in making these available to any and everyone passing by. Yet, this is a sentence which everyone can wear and say and believe. Love of the deepest kind does exist for every person on earth. For while it might be possible for there to be a person who is not loved by another human being, he or she is still loved by God. I highly doubt that this merchant was attempting to make any kind of a theological point, but in a sense, the store did. For this can be legitimately worn by anyone everywhere because of the globe-spanning love of God. In one of the most familiar passages of all, we're told, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. You are part of the world, you are loved. I'm a part of the world, I am loved. But why? Why are we loved by God? Not for any of the reasons that might first come to mind. We are not loved by God because of some innately desirable qualities in us. We are sinful, we're rebellious, we're stiff-necked, we're stubborn. We are guilty of doing and thinking countless things which God finds undesirable, anger-inducing, and worthy of his eternal punishment in hell. We have smashed his holy commandments through our disobedience and have utterly failed to do the kinds of things that are pleasing to him. He's revealed to us the kind of things that he desires, but time and time again we toss those to the side and ignore them. God does not love us because of things that we think or things that we do or things that we say. Nor are we loved by God because we first loved him. The very opposite is the case. We were all born haters of God, people who wanted nothing to do with him. If God only loved the people who loved him first, then the entire human race would remain unloved, because every single human being by nature is an enemy of God. So why then? What could possibly be the reason that we are loved by the holy God, we who by nature are the enemies of God and wanted nothing to do with him or his will? Only this, that God is love. His love is of a divine type, very different from the emotion that emanates from sinful human beings. And the greatness of his love is expounded by the Apostle Paul in the 5th chapter of Romans. Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. God loves us despite the hatred harbored in our old Adam. He loves us even though we have forsaken him time and time again. He loves us even though every bit of our human nature resists him and rebels against him. And when love does exist between a human being back to God, that love always has its origin in him. He first loved us, John wrote. Only God's love can initiate the relationship. Only the love God has for us humans can cause humans to love him in return. Only when we see what the love of God prompted him to do, sending his Son to die for us in our place on the cross, can an individual love him in return through the Spirit's active working in the heart. And what are the benefits of being loved by God? Why is it such a great thing? The greatest benefit, of course, is that of being saved. His great love moved him to do all that was necessary to save all people from condemnation, even when that rescue meant the sacrifice of his own Son. It is also of great benefit to be loved by God, since that means that there will never be a moment that we are unloved. Unlike the emotions of humans, which ebb and flow and come and go, God's love for us is never interrupted. And what are the additional benefits when the Holy Spirit creates love for God through that great gospel message? It means that the one who possesses all power is on the side of the Christian and promises to use his might to bring about good things, especially of the eternal kind. When the Spirit creates love for God in a person's heart, it is also a great benefit, as that means he or she will never be alone or without someone who truly does understand what one is going through and someone who cares very, very deeply. The assurance that we are truly loved. You don't have to go far. The Fargo Mall is not the only place where such an assurance is handed out. As a matter of fact, I was told that a person can get the very same button right here at the Merchant in Eau Claire, but far closer, far more significant, and eternally reliable is the assurance of being loved, which is given by God in his own word. We are loved, not because of who we are, but because of what God has been, now is, and will be forever, love. On Friday, we sang hymn 588, which will be sung again today. On Friday, it was used insofar as it underscores God's strength to aid with our weakness. It also is a hymn which underscores this love which he has for us. Hymn 588.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me.
Yeah.